You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in Cork. A good card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, yeah. Long hard spin for the last couple of days. Long night last night. Never got home until sort of 11:30, but yeah, ready to go. Not complaining.
good stuff. It's a good card in Cork as well today, Andy. We've got the Munster Oaks, the Cork Derby, and there's the Midsummer Sprint Stakes as well, which is a listed race. So some good racing along the way.
There is, yeah. We get to see Words again, which I'm looking forward to. And bookending that is a good listed sprint, as you say. And yeah, that Cork Derby is well contested as well. I think I had the winner of that race last year, so hopefully I might repeat the dose.
Yeah, hopefully so. Would have been, 11-2, chance to dance. So
yeah, chance to dance.
That'll be all right.
Yeah, I think it was 10s in the morning, if I remember rightly.
Right. Well, hopefully similar today then, Andy. No pressure.
Yeah, actually, funny enough, I think the selection I'm going to go for was about that price.
Right.
Yeah, what a coincidence. Unbelievable.
Yeah, good stuff. The first race this afternoon is the 2.25. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden. It's over 5 furlongs, and Gift Wrap is a short price favourite out 5-6 this morning. It's 6-1 for Delta Sierra. There's been money for Zeb Gray, who's Adrian McGuinness's newcomer, daughter of Zebedee. That's 12s into 8s. 10-1 for Dr. Doro, 10s for Shrill, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. So a couple of angles you could look at here, Andy. A short price favourite and one that's been well supported this morning in Zeb Gray.
Yeah, definitely. Keep me on that Zeb Gray. Adrian McGuinness, of course, had Rocco, was it Rocco Rozier, who won at first time up, landing a bit of a punt for the yard a few weeks back, and of course followed up next time at Garran. So it's a yard not adverse to landing a touch. They've obviously got some nice horses to work with at home as well, so she's obviously interesting. But the form standard horse is definitely Gift Wrap. An individual that I went for last time out at Tipperary, I really fancied it actually to get the better of Waterloo Bridge, and it looked as though that was going to come off as well through a majority of that race, but unfortunately Waterloo Bridge just had enough in the latter stages. I actually thought that Gift Wrap might have got it in the steward's room, because the Adam O'Brien trained horse did drift off from the far side rail to its right and carry Gift Wrap down into the centre of the track. On another day it might have got it, but the stewards are obviously feeling quite lenient and let off the winner. So, you know, Gift Wrap arguably, you know, is a winner of a maiden. She ran well also over this track first time out, when she was a bit slowly away before running on at the finish. I think you'll see her better over 6 and 7 furlongs as the year progresses, but with her experience, not only at the track, but of 2 runs and a good draw as well in trap 9, Gift Wrap hopefully might have too many answers for the rest in the first.
Gift Wrap for Andy then in the first. The second race is the 2.55. This is a handicap of a 5 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and a few dollars more. It's 7-2 joint favourite with Zanera. It's 4-1 for Ostatnia. Anonymous Lady is 4-1. 8 for Daisy Bell. Showcard is 8-1 as well. And Disprove is the 14-1 outsider. But has shortened up from 20s this morning. And a few dollars more, who heads the market, one of the joint favourites. A bit weak as well. 3's out to 7-2. So interesting race, the 2.55, Andy. Who'd you like in there?
I'll probably go with the course and distance form that was showed by a few dollars more and Anonymous Lady back on the 22nd of May. On that occasion, Andrew Slattery's 3-year-old came out on top, largely due to the fact that he was drawn much better than my selection today, Anonymous Lady, who was drawn in stall 3. A few dollars more was up towards the stand rail, one off of the fence in trap 10. That clearly made the difference, because racing down the middle of the course here at Cork, on the outside, on the wing, we know cover is obviously a bit of a disadvantage. Sandwiched in between them was subsequent winner at Fairy House the other night, Issue Bay or Grey. Pat Martin's Charge, I thought, won quite nicely in the week. So that form's been advertised. The speed figure of the race is pretty good as well. So I'd expect Anonymous Lady, with that run under her belt and a better draw today, she's drawn 7 of 7. She's got the stand side rail to run against. I'd expect Adrian Keatley's Charge to reverse the form and hopefully come out on top in the second race.
On to the third race next, which is the Midsummer Sprint Stakes. It's a listed race of a 5 furlongs, and Paul Midgley's British raider Monsieur Joe heads the market at 2-1. 130 for Mirza, Russian Soul is 5s, 11-2 for Line of Reason, Abstraction is 9-1 with Ardumi, and it's 12-1 for Dicta Dalmar, who's the outsider there. Monsieur Joe, Andy, rock solid form in the book. A good handicap win at York 2 starts ago. Very good second in the Epsom Dash as well. One to beat here?
Yeah, definitely. He sets a good standard, doesn't he? He's been running tremendously well, as you pointed out. Particularly York, he loves it there, and he won a very competitive 20-runner handicap back in the back end of May. Of course, he beat Red Baron as well, who has advertised the form in spectacular fashion by winning the Musselburgh Sprint yesterday. The time of the race is off the scale. He ran really well against his stable companion the other day at Epsom to keep his good run in check. And he's very much, like I said, the one that the others have got to get the better of, you'd imagine. I wouldn't expect, though, however, that much between him and Paul Midgley's other runner here, Line of Reason, who, although we're finishing 11th in that race at York behind his stable companion, actually ran a good deal better than his finishing position suggests. Don't forget he had top weight that day, but he only got beat 3.5 lengths. That doesn't tell the whole story. He was drawn 19 of 20 up the stand rail. You can't win from that draw at York, as we all know. He didn't get the clearest to runs, but he did half finish his race off quite nicely. And that's the first real proper sign that Line of Reason is coming back to the kind of form which saw him win a couple of sprint handicaps last year. And when he's in good nick, this horse, he really does maintain his form. Arguably, he's better over 6 than 5, although he has won over a sharp 5 at York. So at the prices this morning, there are plenty of options in this race. You know, you've got the likes of Dicta Dalmar, who showed bright speed at Nace the other day in a race where there's been winners out of it, such as Ian Nippy. And I do think Ard Hoot and Hoom is quite a nice horse as well. The key to that horse is dropping it back in trip, because he has got a bit of a wind problem and he hasn't quite been getting home over 7 and a mile, and he was good the other day in Navan. So this race is a good deal more competitive than perhaps the market would indicate. Monsieur Joe, as I said, he's a worthy market leader, but I think Stabber Companion, Line of Reason, is worth a go. Around about the 6-1 mark this morning.
Okay, Line of Reason for Andy then in the 3:30. The 4:05 is the fourth race on the card. This is the Munster Oaks Stakes, which is a Group 3 for fillies and mares over 1.5 miles. The market headed by Words, who's 5-4, 13-8 for Carlo Bianca, 7-2 for Rohirin, and 20-1 for Maid of the Glens. Looking forward to seeing Words back out, Andy. She must be highly thought of in the stable. She's got plenty of top-class entries in the future. She was considered to run in the Ribblesdale as well at Royal Ascot. Is she going to make a winning reappearance here?
Hopefully so. She was one of the most anticipated horses I was waiting to run again last year after she won at the Curragh. And I kept looking for her entries, and she kept missing all the Group 1s. I thought, I'm going to have to wait a little bit longer, but I've had to wait almost a year. And hopefully it'll be worth waiting for, because her victory at the Curragh back in last June was not only very visually impressive, it was also good on the clock. And her sectionals, particularly from 3 out to the furlong pole, when she swooped by the field, she was only probably had 2 or 3 behind her at the 3 pole. To get herself into the front with a furlong to run was quite sensational. And it wasn't as if she was passing slow horses either. Horses like Ray Dara, subsequent group winner, qualify, obviously the winner of the English Oaks, was back and forth. And then we had further winners down the line. Bobby Grace, who was 5th, won next time out. Colours Rhapsody won in Tipperary. Cocoon won. Brown B has won. That, actually, funny enough, that won this year. All the way down the line, this race worked out as the speed figure suggested it would, and Words was by far and away the best horse in the race. A bit of a disappointment, obviously, she's missed some of the early classics, but that might well be a blessing in disguise, as she is more likely racing as less battle-hardened as the season goes on. Slight concern for me would be the hood for the first time. I'm not sure what that's all about, but maybe the reasons might come out after the post-race interview. Hopefully she should be good enough to win this race. It's a small field. We don't normally get this. Venus De Milo took the race last year for the same stable, of course. And with Carla Bianco obviously on a bit of a retrieval mission after running badly the last day, I'd have to go with Words. She's could be, you know, a Group 1 filly in the making.
Words friendly then. In the 4:05, the 4:40 is the fifth race on the card. This is the Cork Derby, which is a big handicap over 1.5 miles. And Unsinkable heads the market at 9-2. It's 6-1 for Long Journey Home. Shadigan is 6-1 as well. It's 7s for Unrequited and Break My Mind. 8-1 for 18 Summers. 10s for Steps to Freedom. And 11-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in there?
I think Edward Lynham holds the key to this race. He's got two huge contenders. One filly, one gelding. The filly Break My Mind was a horse I followed on the podcast last year, ever since she caught the eye in a maiden. And I thought she should have won in Lestal, but bumped up into a very strong stay in the shape of Asprey Bros, who I think goes to the Royal Meeting in one of the staying events. She then got off the mark, landing a gamble at Fairy House when she was back on better ground. Probably the ground did for her towards the back end of last season when only third in a competitive race at Navan. But she's got a good ground to race on. Edward Lyman's horse is in fantastic form. His last two horses have both won, and there's been good money for her this morning. But I'd have to also save a little bit on Stabber Companion 18 Summers, who looks as though he's been prepared especially for this race. A contest, of course, which she was second in last year to Chance to Dance, who landed a gamble for us on the pod. He looked like winning as well with a furlong to run until Jim Boulder's charge got into top gear and just wore him down. So obviously 12 months on, connections are looking to perhaps go one place better. Does run this track particularly well. On the other occasion, it ran here, it finished second. It's had three runs this season, two on heavy ground, which it didn't appreciate, but ran much better last time out on the all-weather surface over this trip at Dundalk the last day, and we've already had a winner out of that race already. So, all in all, I think 18 Summers has to be an interest here around about 10-1 this morning, along with Break My Mind, who's the other Edward Lynham representative.
Couple of games field then, Frandy, in the 4:40. The penultimate race at Cork this afternoon is the 5:10. This one is a handicap of the extended mile for three-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Shabra Emperor heads the market at 3-1. It's sixes for Clifton Miss. Longfield Lad is 8-1. Money for Worth Avenue, who's 14s into nines. 10-1 for Aussie Guest. Moss Nation is 12-1 with Windsor Higgins. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. The inform Shabra Emperor at the top of the market, Andy. Will a £5 penalty be enough to stop him getting a hat-trick?
Not if he gets a clear run, and that's always the problem with Shabra Emperor. I did say on the podcast the other day that I thought it'd be a tremendous effort by horse and jockey if they managed to win from stall one, because an inside berth would be good for most horses, but not for Shabra Emperor. Every time that he's won, as regular podcasters know at Dundalk, he always comes down the middle of the track. He doesn't have a horse on his right-hand side. He doesn't like getting crowded. He has to come with a clear run because he has got one wide, big swoop. And it was a fantastic ride by Fran Berry. It was one of the rides of the season. It was a subtle ride as well. It probably won't go down as any ride of the season in any of the competitions because it wasn't obvious, but it was just absolutely brilliant. To get that horse up from stall one, to switch it down the outside, to get it in the rhythm that he did and drop it right on the line was absolute genius. And obviously Fran Berry's got that kind of in sync kind of knowledge of this horse. He knows exactly when to press the buttons. He's obviously got to try and hook it off the inside as well today, and there's a bigger field. If he can do it, then obviously Shabra Emperor's got the turn of foot, as we know, to mow this lot down. His speed figure tonight was absolutely sensational, and he's got an extra furlong to get into top gear today. And, you know, it's a decent running as well at Corky, looking at about three and a half furlongs from the home turn. So he's the selection. And I do agree with the money for Worth Avenue this morning as well. This filly came out of that race at Leopardstown, which has already chucked up a couple of winners, both for the podcast as well, Lady Ranger and Witty Repartee. And as I banged on about in the post-race assessments, you needed to be handy in that race. They kicked off the front, and those that made belated late headway deserve to be upgraded. Such is the case that all the ones that I have upgraded have all won, and Worth Avenue ran well in six. So she's definitely worth an interest. She's double figures this morning. I think she's a better filly than that. So Shabra Emperor has to get the vote. Hopefully I don't put the bock on it today. And Worth Avenue also comes out of a race which I think is worth following.
Two against field in the 5:10. The 5:45 is the final race in Cork this afternoon. It's a median auction maiden over the extended mile, and Spiritual Man is the 2-1 favourite. 3-1 for Gallop. Manitobian is 5-1 with Multiculture. Love Rosie is 11-2, and then 16-1 and double figure prices for the others. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, I think she's one of the strongest bets on the card here, Gallop. She's just had the one run, but it was a massively eye-catching one in a strongly run race at Fairy House. It was the best time on the card. It went the way of the gambled on Enchantress, who was back from 33-1 into 7-2 for the Bunyan stable. They obviously thought that they got a good filly on their hands. And she duly obliged, got the better of Shiniga Bay, who'd gone into that race following a good run at Navan. Gerline's stable probably could not believe that horse managed to get beat. I think it was a decent race, and the way that Gallop finished from the back of the field suggested that seven furlongs was too sharp for her. She's up in trip today, a mile and a half a furlong, she'd be absolutely ideal. She obviously will be staying on very strongly at the end, given her run style. And with that run under her belt, I just think she lacked experience of the day and the know-how of the other horses, obviously, who'd had plenty of runs. She should be good enough to win this. I won't be that bonkers on Spiritual Man, who comes off the back of a modest race last year at Roscommon. Multicultural, obviously, faded late on over 7 the other day, so I don't think a mile or so. Manitobians look disappointing so far. And Love Rosie is very average as well. So this race, for me, is very much gallops to lose. Ran about 3-1 this morning. I think this also got a favourite. Hopefully should win the last.
Yeah, a bit of money as well. 100 to 13 to 3-1 this morning. So somebody's singing from the same hymn sheet as yourself, Andy. Good news, yeah. Let's have a quick summary before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections for Cork one more time.
Yeah, definitely. Probably the strongest favourite in the day is Gift Wrap in the first. Hopefully she won't make any mistakes at the third time of asking. I'd have to stick with the form at Cork over this course and distance, between a few dollars more and Anonymous Lady, with the latter getting a vote today, being as she's drawn much better than her older adversary this time. In the 3:30, Paul Midgley obviously holds all the aces with a strong two, Mushiel Joe and Line of Reason, but I'll take the second string Line of Reason to maybe cause a little bit of a shock there in that listed race. Words is very much the marquee horse this afternoon. She makes a belated seasonal reappearance after a 352-day lap, but hopefully she's good enough and straight enough to do herself justice first time up. She could be a class filly in the making. Edward Lynham's got two nice horses in the Cork Derby. He's got 18 Summers, who was second in the race last year and looks as though he's been trained for the race. Along with Break My Mind, they make up my two against the field in that race. Also two against the field in the 5:10. My old favourite, Shabra Emperor, always has to get some kind of recognition by myself, and I couldn't let him go today without having a few quid on him. And Worth Avenue is the other one that needs more than a second look. And in the final race, probably the best bet on the card at the prices is Gallop. I think that filly will go a favourite, and she should take a world of beating.
Superb. Good stuff, Andy. Should be a good afternoon in Cork. Good luck and enjoy it.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.